Thousands of migrants mass on Turkey's borders with Europe. By Breitbart London on March 1, 2020. Kastanis, Greece, AP. The United Nations said Sunday that at least 13,000 people were massed on Turkey's land border with Greece. After Turkey officially declared its western borders were open to migrants and refugees hoping to head into the European Union. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan's decision to open his country's borders with Europe made good on a long-standing threat to let migrants into the continent. His announcement marked a dramatic departure from the current policy in an apparent attempt to pressure Europe into offering Turkey more support in dealing with the fallout from the Syrian war to its south. Turkey's decision to open the borders with Greece came amid a military escalation in Syria's northwest that has led to growing direct clashes between Turkish and Syrian forces. The heavy fighting there has also triggered a humanitarian catastrophe and the single largest wave of displacement in Syria's 9-year civil war. Ankara is worried it might come under renewed international pressure to open its now sealed border with Syria and offer refuge to hundreds of thousands more Syrian civilians. Turkey already hosts 3.6 million Syrian refugees. The UN's International Organization for Migration, IOM, said Sunday that by the previous evening, its staff working along the Turkish-Greek land border had observed at least 13,000 people gathered at the formal border crossing points at Pazarkul and Ipsala and multiple informal border crossings, in groups of between several dozen and more than 3,000. Greek authorities fired tear gas and stun grenades through Saturday to prevent repeated attempts by a crowd of more than 4,000 people massed at the border crossing in Kastanis to cross, and fought a cat-and-mouse game with groups cutting holes in a border fence along the border to crawl through. Turkish Interior Minister Süleyman Soylu tweeted that 76,385 refugees had left Turkey via Edirne, the province bordering Greece and Bulgaria as of Sunday morning. But there was no evidence to support his claim. Greece has shut its border, and there were a few dozen arrests of people who managed to cross through the border, Greek authorities have said. Greek Deputy Defense Minister Alkiviades Stefanis told the local broadcaster Sky there were around 9,600 attempts to illegally cross Greece's border during the night Saturday to Sunday. Stefanis said all were successfully thwarted. Previously, several dozen migrants had managed to make it through. Greek officials said they arrested 66 migrants Friday, 17 of whom were sentenced to 3.5 years in jail for entering the country illegally. All Afghans, they were the first migrants sentenced for illegal entry since 2014. On Saturday, Greece arrested another 70 people who tried to cross the land border illegally. Stavros Samolidis, president of the local community in Kastanis, said Turkish soldiers were actively helping people cross the Greek border clandestinely. Turkish soldiers with cutters in their hands were cutting the wires of the fence to lead the illegal migrants into crossing the border, he said. The attempt was thwarted by the intervention of our own patrol that happened to be passing that area on patrol at the time, and it repaired the damage in the fence, he added. 20-year-old Afghan Ayamud Nazimi made it to the Greek border village of Niavissa along with a compatriot. He said Turkey had opened its borders to save the refugees, but when they got to the frontier they found the Greek side closed. He crossed clandestinely, he said. What can I do? We have nothing to do. This is our life. Others were making the short but often perilous sea crossing from the Turkish coast to the Greek islands. At least three dinghies carrying migrants arrived on the Greek island of Lesbos Sunday morning. In parallel, the heavy fighting in northwest Syria has pushed nearly 950,000 displaced Syrian civilians to flee toward the border with Turkey. Turkey is a strong backer of the rebels in Syria's Idlib province. But the presence of thousands of Turkish troops there has done little to stop Syrian President Bashar Assad's relentless campaign to seize the last rebel-held territories. Dozens of Turkish soldiers have been killed by the Russian-backed Syrian government forces around Idlib in recent days. Erdogan has warned of an imminent operation against Assad's forces unless they pull back from Turkish lines in Syria by the end of February. As that deadline passed Saturday night, Turkish drones bombed Syrian government targets in Idlib, and Turkey-backed rebels shelled Syrian army positions. Fighting raged near the strategic town of Sarakab as government troops sought to take it back from rebels, opposition activists and Syrian state media said. The town, which lies on the Damascus-Aleppo highway, had changed hands several times in the last month. Turkey has lost 54 soldiers in Idlib this month, including 33 killed in an airstrike on Thursday, and now feels the need to respond strongly. Talks between Turkey and Russia, the main power brokers in Syria, have so far failed to defuse tensions. On Saturday, Erdogan said Turkey would no longer stand in the way of refugees and migrants already in the country who hope to head to Europe. "We will not close the gates to refugees," he said. "The European Union has to keep its promises. We are not obliged to look after and feed so many refugees." Under a €6 billion deal in 2016, Turkey agreed to stem the tide of migrants to Europe in return for financial aid after more than 1 million people entered Europe in 2015. It has since accused the EU of failing to honor the agreement. Erdogan has frequently threatened to open the gates and allow refugees and migrants to head to Europe unless more international support was provided. Underscore. Wilkes reported from Ankara, Turkey. Elena Bikateros in Athens and Zeyna Karim in Beirut contributed to this report. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.